Talking solar. Kyle Ritland of Sun Valley Solar Solutions. Sun Valley Solar Solutions. 480-689-5000. 689-5000. You can email them. gogreen@sunvalleysolar.com. Or, of course, that's the website as well. sunvalleysolar.com. If you'd like to find out if your home is right for solar. Not every home is. And you made the great point that, you know, whoever David had out prior was at least honest and that it wouldn't work for them, and they weren't just trying to sell them, because the leasing companies do make money, and some people are out there just to make money off of you, whether it makes sense for you financially or not to go solar. So let's first answer the question for David. First, he feels like he's being punished because he's been responsible and keeping his energy bills low.
Yeah. So I guess the shortest answer to that question, without looking at David's energy profile and energy usage, is my guess tells me that he probably doesn't use a lot of energy. So if you're not using a lot of energy, then you don't have a lot of energy to offset. And remember, I said earlier in the broadcast that the calculation in terms of savings is based on sort of a push-pull with the utility. So there are some fixed costs in your utility bill that you can't really impact with offsetting production numbers, right? So there's probably the case that David's energy bill isn't high enough to where you can get enough offset and have that align with a purchase price such that you actually wind up paying more to go solar than you would if you just kept continue keeping your energy usage low. So, and I don't know, without looking at his bill, that's sort of just an educated guess.
And he's still on the line with us. Does that make him a candidate for just buying a couple panels?
Sure. I mean, it's always a matter of looking at what your objectives are and then sizing the system either way. And that's what, you know, an agent would be happy to do with you, is sort of look at your energy profile and say, well, you could pay this much for a 30% offset, or you could pay this much for a 100% offset, and those might have dramatically different payback periods. And depending on what your comfort zone is with that math and payback profile, that might resonate with you. But it's just kind of a personal exploration process that begins by looking at how much energy you use and how much we can knock off the top.
Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
The question you asked on the way out, that and another question. But first of all, why can't I? They limited the number of panels I had because of my previous use. They said I could only, you know, produce X amount. Why couldn't I put 3 or 4 more panels? And they're saying I'm allowed to because I had room for it. Why is there a restriction on loading up the house and then, you know, having more money, that more electricity than I need, and selling it back to the grid? Where is that and why is that?
Well, I don't know that there is any hard and fast restriction, so I can't speak to that conversation. Again, it could be that maybe the additional panels would have affected the price of the purchase in some way where the payback period would have been extended, so they were advising against it. I don't know. I think I would have to look at the proposal they prepared for you.
But in a leasing option, they only design the system to produce what you consume.
Yeah, so remind me, was that a lease?
Right.
That's what it is then, yeah.
Yeah, so in a lease situation,
yeah,
there's nothing to say you couldn't outright buy enough panels to cover every square inch of your home and install them.
Yeah, because generally the leasers, the people that are holding on to the financial liability for the system, are guaranteeing a certain production number. So they need to be able to guarantee a certain production number in order to guarantee that they get the payback on the investment they've made in the panels on your behalf. So they do put some limitations on the way that you can size the system. So if you were to purchase the system and therefore you're 100% owner in the system, you have a lot more control over how you can size that system.
And how does that work on the buyback rate then? If he did load up completely everything, does that affect your buyback rate from the utility if you've got a panel system that's pumping out twice as much energy as you use over the course of the year?
Yeah. So the more energy that you, the more excess energy that you send back to the grid, then the more credits you get. So yeah, so you oversize the system, you get more credits, and those credits then can eat away at other portions of your bill to reduce your bill further.
Final takeaways as we wrap up the hour one, tax credit. We've got, for a purchase system right now, we can get 30% federal tax back, and that's dwindling away over the next 3 years.
Yeah, so this 2019 is the last year of 30%. So you would need to have your system locked in, installed by the end of this year if you want to take advantage of the 30%. It goes to 26% next year, and then 22% the year after that, and then it's gone. And then we also have in September of this year, we have the buyback rate and APS being reevaluated again. So there's a lot of reasons to give us a call now.
And SRP customers, the battery option is for the remaining 3,800 SRP people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so up to $3,600 back from SRP. And the other thing is the federal tax credit that I mentioned for solar can also be applied to the battery if the battery is connected to a solar system. So if you're interested in batteries, take advantage of that rebate and the 30%
tax credit.
A
double whammy for SRP customers.
Right.
And there was one more SRP fact you wanted to mention about solar.
Oh, yeah. So SRP's got some new rate programs. So they just introduced some new solar-compatible rate programs. So there's additional opportunities to do some calculations. So if you looked at it in the last couple of years when they only had their demand-based rate program, there's now some non-demand plans that we can look at as well. So it's worth another look.
And if you didn't get an opportunity to get your solar question answered, or you want to get your solar profile evaluated and figure out if solar is right for you, take advantage of that 30% tax credit while it's still there. Get ahead of any kind of rate review and be grandfathered in regardless of what the outcome of the decision would be. Sun Valley Solar Solutions, 480-689-5000, 689-5000. Email gogreen@sunvalleysolar.com.